On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 23 grade, Johannesburg 20, Rustenburg op na 24.
Op die paaie, jy kan stadige verkeer verwag in Sentraal Johannesburg op die M1 Suid op pad na die Kraanwisselaar en daar is berigte van betogings in Lenasia op die N12 snelweg by die R558 Protea Glen afrit.
And in your sport headlines, the live cricket action has resumed. Sri Lanka women on 86 for 4 with play reduced down to 20 overs a side and George Russell convinced his new contract puts him on pole for 2020. 26 title shot. Details at 6:30.
Die minister van polisie Senzo Mqunu se getuienis hier voort by die parlementêre ad hoc komitee. Hy dring aan dat sy besluit om die politieke moorde taakspan te ontbind nie inmenging was nie. Anastas Mokgobo het meer.
Mqunu says his decision was driven by budgetary realities and new organizational priorities. He told MPs that based on the South African Police Service budget, it was important to prioritize projects that benefit all South Africans, not just one province.
I'm not here to justify that which is there I'm not able to tamper with, even though I have power to do so. For the betterment of the people of South Africa. I can't agree to that.
He maintains that his directive was lawful, constitutional, and aligned with the broader objectives of the police ministry. Anastasi Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
In Annelies, die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het die polisievrou skuldig bevind op die moord van haar man. Sergeant Kate Longwane het haar man herhaaldelik geskiet nadat hulle beklei het oor haar besoek aan 'n sangoma in 'n gevaarlike area. Die NVG se woordvoerder is Lumka Manjana.
In court, she denied intentionally killing her husband and claimed that the gun went off as they were wrestling with it. However, the NPA called an expert witness who testified that the husband was shot from the distance, and that's proving the state's case beyond reasonable doubt.
En in Kaapstad het die G20 bijeenkomst vir die omgewing en klimaatsverandering afgesluit met die aanvaarding van 2 geskiedkundige ooreenkomste. Mangaliso Kumalo is daar.
The meeting produced 2 landmark agreements, the Cape Town Ministerial Declaration on Crimes that Affect the Environment and the Declaration on Equality, both desired as world firsts. George said the agreements reflect on the strength of evidence-based policy making and the will of nations to act collectively for the common good. He added that the outcomes will inform the G20 peace declaration to be considered at the Leaders' Summit in Johannesburg next month. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Cape Town.
En die wenner van die Britse Natural History Museum se gesogte wildfotograaf van die jaar het aan Jacaranda FM gesê hy kan steeds nie glo dat 'n Pretoriaaner die gesogte prys gewen het nie. Dit het Wim van den Jever jare geneem om 'n bruin hyena in die aand in Kolmanskop se spookdorp in Namibia af te neem. Hy moes kamera lokvalle gebruik.
Vir al my jare se moeite het ek 2 jaar van tevore 1 jakkals gekry wat in die verkeerde rigting gekyk het, so ek het die jakkals se agterend afgeneem. Die kamera het daai aand 3 foto's geneem.
Die eerste 2 het niks opgelewer nie, maar die derde was die wenskoot. Die volledige onderhoud is op jackrandfm.com. Klik op news. Pretoria môre op na 23, Johannesburg 20, Mbombela 28 en Skukuza 30 grade. Polokwane op na 27, Messina 30, Mahikeng 23 en Rustenburg 24 grade. Ek's Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Baie dankie Marlene. Rob is nie hier nie, maar die musiek is hier en yes. Sy mix is hier. En ons gaan lekker Vrydag ingaan. It's Rob's Mix on a Friday.